From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi army units have captured the center of the Anbar province capital, Ramadi, after weeks of battling Islamic State militants. Edward Uranian reports.
Iraqi state TV broadcasts grainy footage of government forces climbing onto the roof of Ramadi's municipal headquarters and raising the Iraqi flag. The city center fell to Islamic State militants in May when soldiers defending the same government complex fled. Provincial Governor Suhaib Rawi addressed residents of Anbar. He says that retaking the government complex from Islamic State marks the start of the liberation of the rest of Anbar province. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Two bombings in the Syrian city of Homs killed at least 19 people Monday. A suicide bomber detonated an explosives belt as onlookers assessed damage from the first blast. The explosions hit the central city of Al-Zara. The precise death toll remains unclear. An official with South Sudanese rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar say President Salva Kiir's decree creating 28 new states violates the spirit of the August peace accord. In his Christmas Eve decree, Mr. Kiir has appointed 28 new governors, all of them loyal to himself. South Korea and Japan have reached an agreement in their dispute over Japan's forced prostitution of Korean women during World War II. The agreement includes an $8.3 million compensation fund for the surviving former sex slaves and an apology from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. This is VOA News. China's top legislature passed the nation's first anti-terrorism law Sunday. The law expands the government's ability to force foreign technology firms to comply with government investigations and could further erode individual rights. Chinese authorities say the law, which goes into effect in January, is necessary and in line with international norms. Critics include human rights groups and U.S. authorities who say the law is overly broad and may threaten freedom of expression and religion, as well as intellectual property rights. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber struck on a road near Kabul's airport Monday, killing at least one civilian and wounding 13. The Taliban claimed responsibility. Police say the obvious target was a truck similar to those used by security contractors. A new opinion poll sponsored by television channel CNN shows more Americans dissatisfied with U.S. anti-terrorism efforts than at any time since September 11, 2001. 40% of respondents say terrorists are winning the war on the United States. Those findings, published Monday, come just weeks after terrorist attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California. They show nearly three-quarters of Americans critical of efforts by the Obama administration. President Barack Obama and Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton topped the list of America's most admired man and woman, respectively, by polling organization Gallup. Rounding out the top three men were Pope Francis and Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump, Pakistani activist Malala Yousafzai, and celebrity Oprah Winfrey rounded out the top three women. Suspected Islamic militants attacked two cities in northern Nigeria Monday, killing at least 50 people. The first blast Monday took place at a mosque on the outskirts of Maiduguri. In another attack in Maiduguri, suicide bombers blew themselves up in the Buraburin neighborhood. In the town of Madagali, officials say two female suicide bombers killed at least 30 people in two blasts at a city market. Two people were killed and three wounded when Kenyan military officers opened fire on a car traveling in Mandera County Monday. A local official says the security forces suspected the car of carrying explosives. A grand jury in the northern U.S. city of Cleveland, Ohio, has decided not to indict two police officers in the November 2014 shooting death of a 12-year-old black boy. The boy was brandishing what turned out to be a fake gun. Orange markings identifying the gun as fake had been removed. Cleveland prosecutor Tim McGinty announced his decision Monday afternoon. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.